Evening, Drive Live. The 13-point list of demands sent to the Qatar government by the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Egypt and Bahrain was an attempt to fulfil previous pledges and commitments. A series of secret agreements made between the Gulf neighbours in 2013 and 2014, exclusively obtained by CNN, prove this. ARN's Michelle Loxton has the details.
The first agreement, handwritten in 2013, was signed by the King of Saudi Arabia, the Emir of Qatar and the Emir of Kuwait. A year later, the Prime Minister of the UAE, the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi and the King of Bahrain were added to the contract. The commitments agreed upon included avoiding any interference in internal affairs of other Gulf nations. They also barred financial or political support to deviant and anti-government activist groups like the Muslim Brotherhood. The contract also mentioned preventing the Al Jazeera channel from being used as a platform for groups or figures challenging the Egyptian government. These secret documents provide new insight to help explain why 9 Middle Eastern countries cut ties with Qatar in June. The UAE, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain and Egypt have issued a joint statement saying they confirm Qatar's failure to meet its pledges. This is Michelle Loxton reporting for the ARN News Centre.
Can't get enough of Dubai Eye? Get much more
at DubaiEye1038.com.
Now, VAT is set to be introduced across the GCC on January the 1st, 2018. Implementation is currently being drafted into law. So what do we know about VAT so far? John Peacock is a senior associate with the corporate and the M&A and real estate practice with a particular interest in VAT. He's based in the DIFC office of BSA Ahmed bin Hazim and Associates. Is on the line. John, it's good of you to join us on the program.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thank you for asking.
According to Deloitte, this is a pulse survey that's out, John. 60% of businesses in the GCC feel like they are informed, like they're ready to gear up for the introduction of VAT. It's coming soon. Are businesses really gearing up? What's the feeling? What are you hearing from people? Is there more of a hold for more information attitude?
Well, you know, from the number of attendees at the various Ministry of Finance meetings and seminars, and, you know, from our clients' perspective and inquiries that we've been receiving from our firm, it appears that business owners are showing a greater interest in VAT. However, on speaking to people on a day-to-day basis about the topic, I'm not too sure that they understand the full implication yet.
That did seem to be something that we took from this survey, John, that 60% of businesses say they feel informed, but possibly they're just informed that it's coming, not actually what they need to do. What do they need to do?
Well, you know, but from our perspective, the first point of entry is always the VAT impact assessment. They need to go out and find out where and how VAT is going to impact on their business. From there, they can carry on forward from that. I always find that people think that the implementation of VAT is going to be a mere accounting, have an accounting implication upon them, but it's not. It affects from HR, staff training, purchasing, costing, sales, policy decisions. There's so much more to this. That, I don't think people have fully comprehended yet, the gravity of that situation.
Well, this is the issue, isn't it? It's simply the fact is that you have been told as a company, as a business, an SME, to gear up for the introduction of VAT. There is a date on that. It's January the 1st, 2018. We're seeing more and more in the press. The Ministry of Finance website is updating. They are holding seminars. But there is a real feeling that, hold on a minute, January the 1st, 2018, that's not enough time. Or it seems to be a prevailing attitude with people.
Correct. You know, I think that a proper VAT implementation in a large firm is going to take much more than just 6 months. People that should have started a long time ago, and this is where all of a sudden there's going to be a collision. You know, there's not going to be enough skilled people to assist companies. From an accounting implementation perspective, there's probably not enough people to supply the market and get things ready by the 1st of January.
So what will happen if we're not ready?
Well, those things, there's serious implications. You know, if you can't generate the type of VAT return that they will require to be submitted to the tax authority, if you can't pay your your VAT amounts that are due on time, there are going to be penalties. You know, these are going to be direct costs on the business. It's going to be financial liability.
Financial liability is one thing. Let's move past the business aspects for a moment, John. What about the impact on the likes of you and I, and the impact on consumers? Does it mean that food prices are set to rise immediately? Is my yogurt going to cost 5%
more? 5% more, correct. That is going to happen.
Right.
The overall impact on the consumer for services and goods, in the UAE specifically, there's very limited exceptions or very limited suppliers that are going to be zero rated. So, but saying that, should I say, is that healthcare, education, and parts of the real estate sector are going to be either zero rated or exempt. I know these costs are probably some of the people's biggest costs, and because these are not going to be vettable, the impact of VAT is not going to be a 5% across the board. I think that according to a survey I saw the other day, the net effect of on inflation of VAT is only going to be between 2 and 3%.
Many questions to answer, to ask John, and a lot of questions that we don't have answers for yet, of course. We're going to leave this for a moment. We'll come back and ask you in a few months' time if people are getting more and more prepared for the introduction of VAT. John Peacock, Senior Associate with BSA Ahmed bin Hazim and Associates. Good to have you on. Appreciate your expertise, John.
Thank you very much.
So, I run a business here, have done for over 20 years. I can tell you that most businesses have absolutely no idea about VAT. The business community is very unclear as to how it will affect them. There are more and more, that's the opinion of one text in here, but more and more, we are hearing a ramping up. I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that does back up, that message backs up what John actually just said in, I think, his second answer there, which was, it's all very well knowing that it's coming and understanding, as this survey suggests, that it's coming and feeling informed about it coming, but businesses are underestimating quite how much they have to think about it in terms of how far-reaching it will be across their business. He talked about HR, he talked about processes, about billing, about financials, and he feels that companies aren't not all companies are ready for quite the extent of the effects it will have.
This is a Pulse survey which is out today from Deloitte saying 60% of businesses in the GCC feel like they're informed and are ready to gear up for the introduction of VAT. And I think the wording is very important there. There's also another side to this. Half respondents believe they will be ready for VAT by the 1st of January 2018. There's a converse side to that as well. Half perhaps don't. We're not sure. It depends how, of course, you read the surveys. It's a story that's going to run. We'll have more details, hopefully, next week from Ludmila Yamalova. We tend to update the VAT situation on a Monday afternoon on the Legal Hour.